This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. International pressure is mounting on leaders of the coup in Niger as a Sunday deadline to restore the nation's ousted president, set by regional leaders, looms. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The pressure continues to mount as the American Secretary of State said the United States stands very much in support of West African leaders who've threatened to use force to restore the nation's democracy, with Senegal offering troops. As hundreds of anti-French protesters rallied in Niger's capital in support of the ruling army officers, Antony Blinken offered general support for the regional bloc known as ECOWAS, though he has not specifically referred to its threat of military action. Niger was seen as the West's last reliable partner in the region, but some in the country see Russia and its Wagner mercenary group as a powerful alternative. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukraine says its sea drones have struck a major Russian port and damaged a warship in an attack that underlined Kyiv's growing capabilities in the Black Sea. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony has more.
Sources on Friday said the vessel was seriously damaged in the attack at the Russian Navy base of Novorossiysk, after Russia said it had fended off the assault. The civilian port, which handles 2% of the world's oil supply and also exports grain, temporarily halted all ship movement. It later resumed normal operations, according to the Caspian Pipeline Consortium. Russia's defense ministry claimed the drones had been destroyed, without mentioning any damage. Video footage published on social media, however, seemed to show the boats ablaze and listing badly. A Ukrainian intelligence source said the Olenegorsky-Gornyak ship had suffered a serious breach and could no longer conduct combat missions. The operation, they said, was a joint one between the Ukrainian Navy and the SBU intelligence service.
That's Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reporting. This is VOA News. A Russian court has convicted imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny of extremism charges and sentenced him to an additional 19 years in prison. Navalny is already serving a 9-year prison on a variety of charges that he says were politically motivated. The extremism charges against the politician are related to the activities of his anti-corruption foundation and statements by his top associates. In an interview with Reuters News Service, Navalny's press secretary, Kiri Yarmish, says Russian authorities are using the sentence to send a message about opposition against President Vladimir Putin's government.
This sentence is not for him. It is for Russian people who witness him and see what is happening to him. Putin is trying to frighten as many Alexei supporters as he can.
The 47-year-old Navalny is President Vladimir Putin's fiercest foe and has exposed official corruption and organized major anti-Kremlin protests. He was arrested in January of 2021. The latest U.S. monthly jobs report shows weak gains in employment while the economy still gained 187,000 jobs and unemployment dropped to 3.5%. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Government data has the U.S. adding 187,000 jobs in July, a bit fewer than the 200,000 economists had expected, but still solid and slightly up from the Labor Department's revised figures for June. Temp jobs fell, but healthcare hiring was up by 63,000. The unemployment rate dipped down to 3.5%, and average hourly wages are up 4.4% from a year ago. It appears the pandemic job rush may be cooling. Analyst Paul Ashworth with Capital Economics says June and July were the two weakest monthly gains in 2.5 years. But economist Julia Pollack at ZipRecruiter called it a strong report considering the Fed's efforts to rein in the economy and fight inflation. The worst fears that people had of a painful downturn and job losses, she says, are not coming to pass. Jennifer King, Washington.
Officials in Mexico's Nayarit state say at least 18 people died in western Mexico when a passenger bus plunged off a highway. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reports.
Rescuers climbed down to retrieve bodies stuck in the mangled remains of a bus that veered off a highway in Mexico and plunged 130 feet deep into a ravine. The accident on Thursday on a highway near Barranca Blanca claimed the lives of more than a dozen people. The death toll reported by authorities in the western Mexican state of Nayarit has climbed several times. En route to the northern border town of Tijuana, the bus had been carrying around 42 passengers, including citizens from India, Dominican Republic, and African nations. The bus driver was detained and was suspected of speeding round a bend in the road. Bus crashes on highways are common in Mexico due to winding steep roads in remote parts of the country.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.